Shalom to all. Today's office is Yerushalmi Shabbos Daf Pehe, and we are starting Pei Daan Amud Beis on the bottom with Halacha Gimel and Vilna Tzuras Daf. It's on Samach Tes Amud Aleph. And today's office sponsor Lili Nishmas Maris Merim Sar Bas Rabbi Yaakov Moshe. Her neshama should have an aliyah. And the Mishnah tells us Hakosav Shtei Oisiyos Bein Mishem Bein Bismaylo. A guy writes two letters on Shabbos, obviously, whether with his right hand or left hand. Bein Mishem Echad Bein Mishnei Shemos. Whether it's one shem or two shemos, this really refers to two different types of letters. Bein Mishnei Simanios, or even if he just writes two signs or two symbols and they're not letters. And this is Bechol Lashon in any language. Chayv to be chayv for doing that. And our Rabbi Yossi says, and Gemara is going to clarify that Rabbi Yossi is not arguing, he's just explaining the previous part of the Mishnah, which means really this Mishnah is Rabbi Yossi. The reason why a person's chayv for making two symbols, even though again they're not letters, is because of Roshem. He's making a mark, something that's going to last. Shekacha Yoreshma Karshem Mishkan, this is what they would do. They'd make a mark on the beams of the Mishkan, Leida Ezu Ben Zugai, to know which one is its partner. It's like when a person has sukkah boards, and they want to make sure that every single year they're able to build it with ease, to make a mark on this one and on that one, knowing that these two go together. And that's exactly what they did in the Mishkan. And that was the writing that they had, and even though it wasn't a letter, it was just a mark that tells us that any two marks that would be placed together is going to chayv a person on Shabbos. Now, Amar Rabbi Yehuda tells us, Pehei Amar Aleph on top, Metzinu Shem Kot Mishem Gadol. We find that a person could be chayv for writing a short word that's really part of a larger word. For example, Shem Mishimen Umishmuel. If he intended to write the name Shimon or Shmuel, and all he did is write the first two letters, Shen Mem, he'd be chayv for that. Even though he didn't write what he intended to, still he wrote a word, so he's chayv. And similarly, Noyach Minachar, Don Mi Daniel, and Gad Mi Gadiel, he's chayv for even writing these first two letters. The Gemara clarifies, Mantan Simonios, Rabbi Yossi, who's the Manta Amar, or the previous statement of the Mishnah, when it mentions Simonios, that even though a person just makes a mark of sorts, he'd be chayv for that. That's Rabbi Yossi. As we had said, Rabbi Yossi then continues in the Mishnah explaining why a person would be chayv just for writing Simonios. We further clarify, Ma'u b'chol lashon, what does that mean he's chayv for writing in any language? The answer is, Afilu Aleph Alpha, even if he's writing two different letters in two different languages. Aleph is Lashon HaKodesh, and Alpha is the first letter in the Greek alphabet. And even though he wrote these two letters from two different alphabets, he would still be chayev. Now, as we had just said in the Mishnah, that the reason why a person is chayev for writing two simonies, two markings, is because that's what they did on the boards of the Mishkan. The question is, why does that help? Why does that show that making a mark is something chashov? For chash loymar, we should still suspect and say the following, Shem yitain shel maton lemalon and shel malon lematon. Just because there's markings on the board of the Mishkan, this doesn't mean he's going to install them properly. One might end up installing them upside down. That's what maton lemalon means, that the top is below and the bottom part is on top. So two simonies don't really help for that, and the answer is we're not going to run into that issue with the boards of the Mishkan. Kimin kalmus, that's because they were made like a kulmus, like a pen or a quill. The bottom of the crush of the Mishkan was an amma wide, but it tapered and narrowed at the top to a tefach, so there's no way they would have been installed upside down. The Gemara is asking, we still should expect to say that they're going to be put flipped around. The inside is going to be outside, and the outside is going to be inside. And the answer is we're not going to run into that problem either, because the rings are on the outside of the crushim. They show that that's how the carriage is supposed to be placed. We know that once all the crushim were put up, there was a pole that was stuck through these rings in order to hold it in place. As the Gemara, we still should expect to say that maybe he's going to switch it around. Maybe instead of boards 1 and 2 being placed like that, he's going to place them 2 and 1, because there's a marking that's supposed to go next to each other, but who says they're going to be placed in the right order? And on this, Amar Ravachi explains, these markings that were made on the crush of the Mishkan were made slanted. So the first one, let's say, was the lowest, and the next board had it slightly higher, and then the third one a little bit higher than that, and therefore he wouldn't even be able to reverse the order of the boards. Ask the Gemara, what's the problem? Yachlif, let them switch it around. Why did the crush of the Mishkan have to have these markings in the first place? Who cares? Every time they set up the Mishkan, just put up whatever crushim they want or whatever order, and everything's fine. So Amar Vimi, he answers no, because the pasuk tells us, "Vakimoyes as a Mishkan kemishpatay, you shall set up the Mishkan like it's mishpat." And the question is, "V'chiyash mishpat la'itzem?" Is there a mishpat for itzem? Did Hashem instruct Moshe Rabbeinu that this is exactly where you're supposed to put the beams, and this is how they're supposed to be? No. El rather, what do we learn from here? Eizek kerish zachel yinasim b'tzafayin, yinasim b'tzafayin, bedarim yinasim bedarim. Whatever beam in the initial setup in the Mishkan was eichad to be placed in the north, that always has to be placed in the north, and whatever was placed in the south, that always has to be placed in the south. And that's why they had to make markings on the beams. Now we have something similar to this. Ilan Rabbi Shaiud Barpazi, the families of Rabbi Shaiud Barpazi, Havan Shalom Bishlamu de Nasiya Bechal Yom. They would go say Shalom Aleichem, hello, how are you, to the Nasi every single day. Bahavan Ilan Rabbi Shaiud Olin Kodamai, Vinafgan Kodamai, the family of Rabbi Shaiud, they would go in first and they would leave first. It was their schos to go in before Barpazi. Now, Ozan Ilan Barpazi, somebody from the family of Barpazi went, Bishatnun bin Siyusa, they married into the family of the Nasi. So now they have an in, they got protectia. Ozan Bayon Mel Kodamai, they came and they wanted to come in first now because they're related. Ishtalas Ravimi was asked to Ravimi, Amarlin Ravimi, Ravimi told them, it says in the Pasuk, Vakimais is a Mishkan Kemishpatai, and as we just said, Vichiash Mishpat La'itim, is there a Mishpat for Eitim? El, rather, what do we learn from here? Is a Kerish Zachal Yunasim Betzafin, Yunasim Betzafin, Bedarim Yunasim Bedarim, whatever beam was placed in the north, it should always be placed in the north, whatever beam was placed in the south should always be placed there, and therefore, even though now Barpazi has protectia because they married into the family of Nasi, since the family of Rabbi Shaya had this chos to go in first, they're always able to continue going in first. first. Now we have another story which shows something slightly different. Trains are Ayin Hav B'Tziparin. There were two families in Tziparin, Bovataya Upagnaya, that was their names, Havan Shalom B'Shlami Denasi B'Chal Yoim. They also used to say Shalom Aleichem to the Nasi every day. V'Havan Bovataya Alan Kadamai V'Nafan Kadamai. This family Bovataya, they would go in first and come out first. Then what happened? Azan Pagnaya V'Zochen by Raisa. The Pagnaya family, they went and were Zeichat the Torah, which means they learned and they became big Talmidei Chachamim. Also in Bone Male Kadamai, they came and they wanted to go in first because they're Talmidei Chachamim. And Ishtal Reb Shimon Lakish was asked Reb Shimon Lakish and Shal Reb Shimon Lakish Reb Yechonon, Reb Shlakish asked Reb Yechonon, and all Reb Yechon v'Darsha Beim Joshua the Reb Noya. Reb Yechon went up and he darshan the following in the Beis Medrash Reb Noya. Afilu Mamzer Talmid Chacham v'Kayin Gadol Am Aretz. Even if we have two people here, one of them is a Mamzer but he's a Talmid Chacham, and the other one is the Kayin Gadol but he's an Am Aretz. Mamzer Talmid Chacham Kaidem v'Kayin Gadol Am Aretz. The Mamzer is a Talmid Chacham. He comes before the Kayin Gadol who's the Am Aretz, and that's because he's a Talmid Chacham. And Pehei Amar Alfa on top. Sovereign Meimar, the Talmid in Beis Medrash wanted to say that this is only regards to the following three things: Liftos, Ulksos, Ulahachios. In regards to redeeming one of them if he's captured, or giving him clothing if he doesn't have, or to save his life, that's when a Mamzer Talmid Chacham comes before a Kohen Gadol. Holy Yeshiva Loi. But in regards to Yeshiva, which means kavod, showing him honor, we're going to show the Kohen Gadol honor before the Mamzer Talmid Chacham. However, Amar Rav Ravin says that no, Afal Yeshiva, even in regards to honor, a Talmid Chacham comes first. My time, what's the source for this? Because the Pasuk says, Yukari Hime Pninim, which is referring to Torah, and literally this means it's more precious than pearls. But what's the drush that we're making out of the word Pninim? It's a Lashon of Lifnai V'Lifnim, which is a reference to the Kodesh Kedashim, which only the Kohen Gadol goes into. And that tells us a filim yizeshu nichas lifnai v'lifnim. The Torah is more precious and chashuv even than the person who goes lifnai v'lifnim into the Kodesh Kedashim, meaning the Kohen Gadol. Namely, if the Kohen Gadol is not a Talmud Chacham, we have a Mamzer who is a Talmud Chacham, we show kavod to the Mamzer Talmud Chacham. And therefore, the Pagnaya family had the schus to start going in first to the Nasi because they were Talmud Chachamim. And I'll explain the next part of Mishnah, Tani v'gad migadil. And really, it's not going on this part. It's going on, let's say, the name Daniel that we had mentioned in the Mishnah, that if he wrote Dalid Nun, added the name Daniel, he's ready chayiv because Dun is a name. Now the question is, Mesimul Rabbi Huda, the Asin Sheets Rabbi Huda, Baloi, Elu Pshutin, Ve'elu Kfufin. These are straight and these are bent. When you write the letter Nun in the middle of a word, so it's bent, it's curved, it's just a regular Nun in the middle of the word. Whereas when you write it at the end of the word, it's an end of Nun, which is straight. So why, if he writes Dalid Nun with a regular Nun, because he intends to write Daniel, is he going to be chayiv? That's not considered writing the name Dun, because the name Dun is written with a different type of letter Nun. And we don't have an answer to this question. The Gemara continues, Tani B'Shem Rabbi Huda was taught in the name Rabbi Huda, Kasav Shnei Oseis Shavin. Let's say a person wrote two of the same letters, Vehin Shame, and they're a real word, Chayiv is Chayiv. Kigan, for example, Sheish, which means six, Taste, which means give, Gag, which means roof, Rar, which means to ooze, Chach refers to a bracelet, and all these, besides the word Rar actually, are part of larger words. Sheish is part of the name Sheishach, Taste could be part of the word Titnu, or many other words of the sort, Gag could be part of the word Gagois, or a different word, Chach is part of the word Chachim, which means bracelets, and this is very similar to Shitas Rabbi Yehuda in the Mishnah, that if he just wrote two letters at the beginning of the word, but that has to do with another word, he's going to be chayiv. However, the Rabbanan holds if he just writes two letters in any place, meaning if it's just miktas melacha and the two letters that he's writing are not considered a word, he's still chayiv for that. However, the Rabbanan argue with Rabbi Yehuda in regards to two of the same letters. They hold that a person is not going to be chayiv for that, and therefore, if a person writes the word sheish, for example, and he's really intending to write something else, according to Rabbanan, he would not be chayiv. And here the Gemara speaks this out. Ashkachas omar kalos v'chomras al Rabbi Yehuda, kalos v'chomras al Rabbanan. It turns out that there's a kula and a chomer shitas Rabbi Yehuda and a kula and a chomer shitas Rabbanan. Kalos al Rabbi Yehuda. What's the kula over shitas Rabbi Yehuda that we find in the Rabbanan? Kasav shtei oseis shavin. If a person wrote two of the same letters, v'hein shem, it's a real word. Al datin Rabbi Yehuda chayiv. According to Rabbi Yehuda, he's chayiv, as we just said. Whereas al datin Rabbanan potter. According to Rabbanan, he's potter. And kalos al Rabbanan, the kula Rabbi Yehuda has over the Rabbanan is shtei oseis b'chal makayim. If a person writes two random letters, afal pi she'enon shem, even if they're not a real word, so al datin Rabbanan chayiv. According to Rabbanan, he's chayiv. Whereas al datin Rabbi Yehuda, according to Rabbi Yehuda, potter is potter. Now the Gemara just asks, mechal shitas Rabbi Yehuda. It seems to me that we have a steer in shitas Rabbi Yehuda. The tani we have a brayso, and this brayso is concurrent with the sheet of Rabbi Yehuda that we just quoted above. And the way that we know this brayso is shitas Rabbi Yehuda is because it comes from a sifra, which we know stam sifra is Rabbi Yehuda. So what does the brayso tell us? Yachol ad sheichtav is kol hashem. You might think that a person's chayiv only until he writes the entire name, or ad sheyarg is kol beged, that he only be chayiv if he weaves the entire garment, or ad sheyasa is kol anapa. You might think he's not chayiv until he makes the entire sieve. Tamalim, so the pasuk says me'achas, which is mashma, is even if he does part of a malacha, he's chayiv. Now, imeachas, if we just had this pasuk, yachol, you might think, afilu kasav ois achas, even if he just wrote one letter, afilu arg chot echad, even if he just wove one thread, or afilu asa bayas echem napa ukvara, even if he just started the sieve or the sifter and made one part of it, you might think he's chayiv. Tamalim, that's why the pasuk says, ve'asa achas, mashma, he has to do a whole malacha. So, haketzad, how do we reconcile this? Is he chayiv for just doing part of a malacha, or is he chayiv for doing the whole malacha? The answer is, achi asa malacha, shekiyotze bums kayemes, he has to do some sort of malacha that something like that is long lasting, and therefore he doesn't actually have to complete the whole malacha, but he does have to do enough of it that's going to last. And that's the same exact thing as Rabbi Yehuda above, where he said, if you just write two letters out of a whole word, but that itself is a word, so that's considered miskayemes on its own, and therefore you're chayev. However, v'hachu amar, over here he says, meaning in the following braiso, which we had quoted earlier as well, hashavit v'amakatket al arig, if a person does one of these things to a cloth that he's weaving, is basically hitting it and striking it in a way that it evens and smooths out the strands, harizachayev yizchayev m'nei shum yashav biyadoi, because he's smoothing it out and organizing it with his hands. And this is not even considered a malacha, it's really just tikkun malacha. He's preparing it to be able to continue weaving it, but it's not considered a malacha miskayames, and unless he still chayev, says Rabbi Yehuda, and therefore we see the steer and shittas Rabbi Yehuda, does he have to do some sort of malacha that's miskayim, even if it's a minimal one, or does it not even have to be that, which is a second braisa? And we don't have an answer to this question. We're going to stop here for the day, and pick up tomorrow with Halacha Dalin, continue to discuss Kaisev. For now, everyone should have a wonderful day.